There's Wynton Marsalis on trumpet there, and he will be featured with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra as one of the highlight performances of the 2019-2020 Kerner Hall season at the Royal Conservatory of Music, the season gala, in fact. I think I've got that right. The incredible lineup was presented at a glitzy affair at Kerner on Tuesday night. It was a sold-out house. And it was that moment, I believe, that Royal subscribers were able to purchase tickets. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Nice incentive, Mervon,
yeah,
I would say.
You get a free glass of wine and a piece of cheese, but you get first in line at the tickets.
Pretty good. The lineup filled with classical world, jazz, and pop music acts. And here with me now to play some music and talk about the upcoming RCM Kerner Hall season is the Executive Director of Performing Arts and my old pal, Mervon Mehta. Welcome.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Great to I welcomed you twice. But before we get into this lineup, a couple of quick notes. The International Canadian Music Ensemble, CUNE, which you helped to create, once again will be at Kerner this upcoming season.
Yeah, we're actually closing the season in May of 2020.
With CUNE. Just what a group. But they're also touring. I was just at the West Bend Barn venue in Campbellford.
Oh, we're playing there this summer. Yeah.
That's right. And I noticed you're going to be there.
Yeah, so we're doing the Ottawa Chamber Festival, the Allura Festival in West Bend. And then we're playing Orillia in November. And then we go on a U.S. tour in second week of November. We're doing 5 or 6 dates on the East Coast.
Gosh, and then, you and I talked about this ensemble about 3 or 4 years ago, and it's just amazing to see where it is now.
Yeah, it keeps going, and people seem to be interested.
So it's wonderful. It's instruments around the world. It's talent from around the world, but with this Canadian tie, and it's fantastic. So there's a lot to get to here, but luckily you're here for the next half hour. I mentioned off the top the season gala with Wynton Marsalis and Jazz at Lincoln Center. What does season gala mean? What is this night all about?
Well, you know, we always do one show that's kind of, you know, bigger than the others.
Yeah.
And not that all of our artists aren't special and fabulous, but it's usually a concert that we can attract a big corporate crowd and sell tables and raise money.
Right.
Because we need to raise money to do all the other stuff we want to do.
Right.
But we've had, you know, no slouches. We've had Yo-Yo Ma and Valerie Gergiev and Audra McDonald and Long Long has been on our gala.
Pretty great.
This is the first time we're doing one that's a straight-up jazz gala with Wynton Marsalis, the full big band, and two singers. One of them happens to be a Toronto guy, Denzel Sinclair, who's one of our favorite singers.
And did I see Branford's part of the season as well?
Branford's coming later with his quartet.
Yeah, which is pretty great. Let's talk about classical music for a moment. You're all Ludwig van Beethoven programs, and I see Louis Lortie, John O'Connor, Jan Leszewski. Looks like it's going to be a nice program. You're doing all Bach and all Beethoven.
There's lots of Beethoven next year. You know, in 2020, in December 16th, legend has it, we're not quite sure, that Beethoven was born December 16th of 1770, I guess that would make it.
Good for you.
250 years ago.
Some quick math. He's staring at you right now.
Yeah, I know.
Here,
it's very intimidating to be in this room. So we're going to do a lot of Beethoven in the 1920 season, which is next year.
Right.
And then we're going to do a whole Beethoven festival, kind of a standalone festival in November and December of 2020, which we won't announce for another year from now. But there'll be a lot of Beethoven coming up. So John O'Connor is doing the last 3 sonatas of Beethoven, piano sonatas. Louis Lortie is doing an all-Beethoven. Yefim Bronfman is doing an all-Beethoven recital. But then Andras Schiff is mixing Beethoven with Schumann, and Daniil Trifonov is mixing Beethoven with Prokofiev, and Kyung Hwa Chung, the great legendary South Korean violinist, is playing one of the violin sonatas, et cetera, et cetera. And our student orchestra is going to be playing Beethoven 7th with Johannes Debus. And also Beethoven 6 with Joaquin Valdepeñas conducting.
Wow, just rock stars through and through as you put that together. You've got the Academy of Ancient Music Berlin. You've got Angela Hewitt as part of that Bach festival.
And she's always been on a Bach kick for her whole career.
Right.
But she's the last 3 seasons she's been doing kind of exclusive Bach concerts. And so she's going to come and do the Art of the Fugue for us. She's, you know, one of the top 3, 4, 5 Bach interpreters on the planet. She happens to be Canadian. She happens to be a graduate of the Royal Conservatory, so it all works for us very well.
And I went to see Copernicus put on by Against the Grain Theater a couple months ago, and they will be doing a stage version, something from Schubert, is that right?
No, they're doing a whole evening of Osvaldo Golijov.
Okay,
right. As part of our 21C festival.
All right, I must have put two lines together when I was compressing my information.
Three shorter pieces of Golijov in the first half, and the second half is all his song cycle called Ire, which is sung in Hebrew and Arabic and I think some Ladino as well, if I'm not mistaken. And it's sung by Miriam Khalil, who just, you know, won rave reviews in Boheme at the COC.
You can pretty much count on that company to do something fascinating. So I think it's special that you're working with them. A lot of jazz crossover within the classical world. So I'll mention, we did mention Branford Marcellus, Chick Corea, but you've also got Christian McBride this year, Brian Blade, Chucho Valdez, Benny Green, a great grouping of jazz artists, as always.
Yeah, and Benny is Benny's taking the Oscar chair. We're going to do a world premiere by Oscar Peterson.
I was going to ask how that works.
How do you do that?
Oscar hasn't been with us in a while. So.
Yeah. Well, Oscar wrote a piece called The African Suite, and he played little snippets of it. There's a tune that was kind of part of his regular rep in the last few years called Nigerian Marketplace, and a couple of other small pieces. But the whole suite, which is about 35, 40 minutes, has never been played. And so Kelly Peterson came to me about a year ago and said, you know, what do you think about resurrecting this piece and who would play it? And we started brainstorming. And so Benny Green's going to play the piano, Christian McBride on bass, Lewis Nash on drums, and John Clayton is going to conduct and arrange. He's taking all the music from these MP3 files that Oscar left and writing it all down.
Put it all together. My goodness.
And a big band, too.
I don't have any Jan Leszewski performing Beethoven. We talked about this beforehand, so we're going to have to settle for Chopin, but he will be performing Beethoven.
He'll be doing an all Beethoven, but he'll be doing an all Beethoven recital with a singer. So Matthias Gerne, one of the great baritones on the planet these days, is singing only Beethoven, including An die Vergeliebt, which is kind of his big hit.
Calling card. Sure.
For singers.
Yeah.
And Jan and he have been working together, you know, off and on. They decided to come and do a little tour.
We are unpacking the 2019-2020 season at Kerner Hall in downtown Toronto. Just announced a couple nights ago, Executive Director Mervon Mehta is here.